If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim. Din al-Islam, dini, wal-Azam, ghayru dini, Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God. Welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We are going to talk about the rules of Hajj, in fact, according to Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography.
A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtaza Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up till 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
SubhanAllah.
Back to the program, Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, as always, our guest speaker in the studio. Okay, Sheikh Javid, you know, we are talking about some of the jurisprudential rules for Hajj, and according to Ayatollah Khamenei, let's talk about some of the general rules for Hajj Tamattu. Would you shed some light on this issue?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In order for the for Hajj Tamattu to be valid, there are certain conditions to be fulfilled. First of all, intention is a requirement. It is necessary for the individual to form his intention. Obviously, every act of worship that is done must be coupled with intention. No act of worship is valid without pure and sincere intention. Therefore, the person who intends to perform Hajj Tamattu must make his niyyah that he will perform the Hajj in compliance with God's order and in obedience to his commandment. Right. So this is the first requirement. And of course, intention must begin from the time of wearing ihram, because ihram is the first act of Hajj. Every individual who wants to perform Hajj, any kind of Hajj, whether it is Hajj Umrah or Hajj Tamattu, must begin with or by wearing the ihram for Hajj, okay?
Yes.
And of course, when you perform Hajj Tamattu, you begin wearing the ihram from the station, from Miqat, and you start performing the Umrah of Tamattu for a person who goes from remote areas.
Yes.
Not from
course.
The from within
the
90.
Vicinity of
yeah,
the
from
Mecca.
The vicinity of Mecca, because they are not supposed to perform Hajj Tamattu.
Right.
So it is necessary that one intend to perform Hajj Tamattu, otherwise his Hajj will not be in order.
Yes. Of course, and no action or no ritual is accepted without this proper intention, right, as you said.
There is no amal done without niyyah. There is a hadith, in fact, related to the same thing.
Yes,
now,
true.
Then there is another condition, if I have time to continue with the rules.
Yes,
the general
of
rules.
Course.
Of course, both Umrah and Hajj need to be performed in the months of Zilhajjah, okay?
Right.
The months of Zilhajjah. And Zilhajjah is the month in which Umrah and Hajj Tamattu should be performed. No one can delay it or can do it before or after this month, or this month, the month of Zilhajjah. The Haji or the pilgrim must prepare himself to arrive in Mecca within the prescribed time, within the time, so that he may be able to perform Hajj within the prescribed time. You know,
I see.
So of course he has to many pilgrims, because we have pilgrims who arrive in Medina first of all, and then they go to Mecca. And then we have pilgrims who go straight to Mecca without going to Medina, okay? So there are two groups of pilgrims. Some go straight to Medina, they perform ziyarah of the holy tomb of the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, and they stay there for a few days, and then they set out and leave for Mecca. They go to Masjid Shajara, for example. They perform, they wear the ihram, they do the talbiyah and make niyyah, and then move on towards Kaaba.
So and is it necessary to go to Medina?
No, it's not necessary, you know.
Not even before Mecca or after one?
It is not necessary. But, you know, it is very important to visit the holy
mosque,
Masjid al-Nabi, and the tomb of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him,
right,
and his family, and also the Baqiya cemetery, okay, where the four imams or the Shia imams are buried.
Yes, of
so,
course.
So of course it is a very spiritual journey, and it and it is highly recommended.
Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh. Let's take a short break and we'll be back and continue our program, Islamic Laws. Don't go away.
La ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar.
The followers of Ayatollah Khamenei can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Back to the program, Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio, with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. Sheikh Javid, you were talking about some of the general rules for Hajj Tamattu. Are there any more?
Sure. I want to say that one of the general rules for Hajj Tamattu is that the Umrah and Hajj need to be performed in the same year, And of course, there's also another condition. Umrah and Hajj should be performed for one and the same person, okay? If you are performing Hajj, you should do it for yourself, not on behalf of another person. And if you want to perform it on behalf, if you are actually a proxy doing performing Hajj on behalf of another person, you should perform it on behalf of one person only. You cannot do it on behalf of too many people. You cannot consider or take too many people into your consideration and perform Hajj on their behalf. So Hajj is indivisible in the sense that it cannot be performed on behalf of different people.
So a group, the intention for doing the Hajj for a group is not possible.
Yes, and of course it implies that the person who is performing Hajj on behalf of, for example, of a dead person, needs to perform both Umrah and Hajj himself. So if you are appointed as a proxy or a representative performing Hajj on behalf of a deceased person, like you're, for example, someone's has died, maybe he's your grandfather, and you perform Hajj on his behalf, you should perform it, both Umrah and Hajj, on his behalf. And then it's not permissible to separate between Umrah and Hajj. These are some general rules, okay? There are many, many conditions associated with both Hajj and Umrah. Of course, these conditions have been explained in the rituals or in the books, Hajj Manasik al-Hajj, or the Hajj rituals authored by His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Khamenei. And of course, for those people who wish to read and understand the details regarding Hajj rituals, I want them and I request them to read the Hajj book, Hajj rituals, for themselves in order to understand fully. Let's also not forget that many Shia Muslims who live in foreign countries, who live in a Sunni setting and a Sunni environment, are very much under the impression of the Sunni countries and Sunni propagation.
Yes.
And that is, one should always keep himself abreast with the rulings and fatwa of the religious authorities, so as not to make a mistake. Because if you make a mistake and you get back home, you will regret, okay, not learning about Hajj rituals and not understanding or asking someone. Because there are many scholars, there are many ulama who accompany these Hajj caravans or Hajj groups, and these are scholars who are ready every second and who are ready to answer questions. So if a person entertains doubt about any act of Hajj, he should not hesitate to ask the alim or any alim that is there to answer his or her question.
Thank you very much, Sheikh Javid, for your nice piece of advice to be, in fact, conscious of the rulings of our own sect. Thank you very much for listening to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. From me and the rest of the crew, until then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
محيي المميت الظاهر والباطن.